Huntington Beach to vote on possibly restricting types of flags flown at city facilities. The Huntington Beach City Council will vote February 7 on whether city facilities can only display flags representing the city, county, state, or prisoners of war or those missing in military action. There have been accusations the issue is in response to an LGBT flag flown at city facilities during Pride Month in June of 2021. However, Councilman Pat Burns, who brought forth the motion, said that is not the case. "I don't like divisiveness like those flags that segregate equal members of society from others," Burns told the Epoch Times. "I think it's demeaning, sad, and divisive." According to Burns, he has family members who are gay and the goal of the ordinance has been misportrayed by some. "This item is a unifying thing. The flags of our government send the message that we're all in this together. We're all equal, and no one will be discriminated against," he said. Councilman Casey McKeon agreed, saying no group is being targeted by the possible ordinance. "Inclusion represents every resident equally as an American, as a resident of California, of Orange County, and of Huntington Beach, and of course, pays homage to the veterans who paid the ultimate sacrifice to allow us to enjoy the freedoms the United States provides," he said. The Anti-Defamation League, an organization specializing in civil rights law, has gone on record opposing the ordinance in a February 2 letter to the council. Huntington Beach has supported the rights of the LGBTQ+ community by flying the flag sending the message, "All deserve to be treated with respect and free from hate and harassment," the letter says. Prohibiting the display of pride flags because they are allegedly divisive sends a dangerous message to the LGBTQ+ community and allies. The council has additionally received emails from others replicating the league's letter, asking it to not approve such an ordinance. Michael Hoskins, a member of Save Surf City, a group that was unsuccessful in its attempt to recall three former Huntington Beach City Council members in 2022, told the Epoch Times he thinks the issue will be a hot one at tomorrow's meeting because some are angered the council would even consider it. Hoskins worked last year to help get four new conservative-leaning council members elected to the council, specifically Tony Strickland and Gracie van der Mark, who are now mayor and mayor pro tem, respectively, and council members McKeon and Burns. He added that some residents have told him they are tired of the council focusing on things like social justice experiments and want them to stick more to the basics.